We are on the record.
Good morning. Today is March 17th, 2020. And it is approximately 10:35 a.m. And this is case number 1200147. The appellant is Shannon Getman. My name is Nancy Hockman, and I am a hearings officer with the city. The hearing is being recorded from the hearings room, room 3000, in the city building at 1900 Southwest 4th Avenue. I am holding this hearing remotely by telephone. The hearing is being recorded and will be posted to the city's website and available for the appellant or any other members of the public to listen to. Again, my name is Nancy Hockman, and I am a neutral decision maker. I do not work for the Bureau of Transportation or for parking enforcement. I work for the auditor's office, and we're charged with reviewing the decision of other city employees to make sure that those decisions comply with the city code. My authority is limited. The only decisions I can make are whether or not the tow was valid. And the rules that govern the hearing require that I find a tow valid if all the procedural and notice requirements were met and the person ordering the tow followed all the relevant rules and procedures. And please note, if the appellant's listening, that the appeal of a ticket or citation must be done through the court and not in this hearing. This is an administrative hearing, so it's not as formal as circuit court, and we don't use the rules of evidence. The decision, though, is similarly made by a preponderance of the evidence, which means the person has to prove their case by slightly over 50%. I am going to look at the file to see if the appellant called in after the notice of hearing was sent. The notice of hearing was sent to the appellant on March 11th, 2020, and did indicate that those arriving late may lose their opportunity to present any testimony. And looking in the notes, I do not see that either the appellant called in after the notice of hearing was sent to request a set over, or that the notice of hearing was returned to our office. Therefore, I am finding that the appellant had adequate notice of the hearing. I'm going to go through the exhibits. We have the tow hearing request form. We have an auto return form, which is a document that lets the hearings office know whether we have jurisdiction. We have the hearing notice that I just mentioned. We have the statement of rights and procedures for this hearing. We have a tow hearing report, which is 3 pages and includes some basic information about the tow and text that the officer wrote. We also have parking violation, which is the citation that was issued, and photographs that were taken at the time of the citation. And then we have code sections related to parking in a reserve zone that the Transportation Bureau believes are pertinent to this case. At this point, I am admitting the exhibits that I just mentioned. I'm now going to read the testimony into the record, which for the appellant includes what they put on the tow hearing notice, and for the department includes what's on the tow hearing report. In the tow hearing request, in the number 6, which says state the reason you believe the tow is invalid or for any other reason unjustified, the appellant stated as follows. My car was parked in front of my apartment building. There were 2 temporary tow posts stating no parking 3/11/20, 11 to 5 p.m. There are no arrows in the signage indicating which directions the no parking zone extends. Therefore, it is understood no parking is allowed between the posts. My vehicle was parked well behind the post outside the no parking zone. The time on the ticket issued is 11:04 a.m. I left my building to go to an 11:30 appointment at approximately 11:15 plus or minus. My car was already towed on the tow truck and starting to be driven away. The tow operator agreed that there were no arrows on the no parking posts and should not have been ticketed. Up, it was too late. I paid $69 on the spot to have my car released from the tow. I also missed my scheduled appointment and had to pay $150 in accordance with their cancellation policy. I am asking if the tow fee be reimbursed to me as well as the ticket being canceled. In addition, I would like my cancellation fee of $150 to be reimbursed as well. This tow is unnecessary and a major inconvenience to me. I have taken photos to illustrate where I was parked. And just for the appellant's information, again, I have no ability to do anything related to the citation or the ticket that has to be done at court. And the appellant also indicated the location where the vehicle was towed from was 2330 Northwest Raleigh Street in Portland. I'm now going to read the parking officer's testimony. And the tow hearing report states that the enforcement officer received a service request on March 11, 2020 at 10:42 a.m. The vehicle was a Ford Escape, and a citation was issued for being in violation of reserve zone. The location of the vehicle was south side of Northwest Raleigh Street, intersecting or between 23rd Avenue and 24th Avenue. And the wording on the sign, according to the city, is no parking this space during reserved hours, subject to tow 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. It looks like weekdays, but I would not swear on it because it's in writing. And the text says, at approximately 11:04 a.m., I observed the vehicle clearly parked in a well-signed reserve zone. Delineators were installed 3920 at 11:46 a.m. and are clearly visible in relation to the vehicle in attached photo. I was responding to a public complaint and a tow was requested, so I cited the vehicle for reserved zone and requested a tow from enforcement dispatch. And it also, the parking officer also stated other information about signage. Signage is the same from 60 feet. I'm not quite sure what that means. And there were several, I think it says 3 metered spaces, clearly signed, no parking, and vehicles will be towed. And that is the end of the officer's testimony. And the citation attached was issued on 3/11/20 at 11:04 a.m. And I'm just checking to see if the enforcement officer provided any photos. Okay, so the parking officer did attach 4 photos. One with a sign that says, no parking this space during reserved hours, subject to tow 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Wednesday. So not weekday, but Wednesday. 3/11/20, pay to park all other meter hours. That's the first photo. The second is a photo of the license plate. The third photo is a photo of the front of the car, and I'm not quite sure what the officer is showing there. And then the fourth and last photo in the lower right shows the car in relation to the delineator with the orange pole. That is all the testimony that we have. At this point, I'm going to take the case under advisement, which means I'm not going to rule on the record. I will be issuing a written decision to the parties within about a week to 10 days. This will conclude the hearing off the record.